This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Tell the Truth Thursday. Becoming a regular thing here.
Well, listen.
On the show. I like Tell the Truth Thursday.
For some reason, our most truthful shows happen to be on Thursdays.
Now, do you think our listeners, do you think they're being as honest always as we were? I feel like they are today.
Today has been shockingly honest, actually, because yes. The amount of 17 answers tells me that they're being honest.
Right. Yes, I agree with you.
Which is good.
It's not
to discredit this Super Bowl team, but it's not just like, this team's the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Right.
Which they were.
Right. We've had a good mix of both.
Well,
they are. they are the best singular Philly sports team of my life, but...
Right. I'm like, I've heard you say that.
But I hate the Eagles. Everyone knows I hate the Eagles. Yeah, I don't wear any Eagles gear.
All right. Why don't we talk a little baseball for a moment?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tez Jackie Baseball.
Just call me Thirsty Fritz, man. Yeah. When we're talking about the Eagles?
Oh, yeah.
My boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My boys. So actually, real quick before we get to the news, because I'm curious since we've talked. Not to do I'm curious, but yep. Since we've talked about this team, right, the 24 Eagles and the 17 Eagles, like, if the Phillies, God forbid, could win the World Series, are they more like this? Has there been enough time removed from 08 to where, like, this team has beloved 17 status where it's like, man, that was almost like our first time?
No.
Because I think it's, like, closer to this team, right? Like, closer to last year's Eagles team if this Phillies team was able to get the job done.
I don't think the 08 one had two advantages over this particular team. One, homegrown players, and two, it had been 30 years.
25.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, since they won, 28.
Well, it's 80. No, I'm talking about like since the city. The 83 to 08.
Well, 83 they lost, though.
No, he's talking about since the city won a championship.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. You're talking about overall city.
Yes.
I'm just talking about Phillies. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you had said before, Ike, and you're right, that every time a new team wins, it puts the last one a little bit further in the rear view.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the 08 team would be still in the rear view.
No, it feels.
If this Phillies team won?
Yeah, I think. I think Bryce would get to a different status, but I think that
he's going to overshadow both teams.
Yeah. I think overall he has the most to gain. Yeah. Wheeler has a ton to gain.
You throw Wheeler in there.
I don't know though. Like the core four from 08, like that's a hard group to
get. You got Schwarbs. And they were all homegrown,
which makes it harder.
Yeah. That's going to always be the edge.
And I also for some reason, the 08 does not seem like 17 years ago to me.
I know, that's
it
crazy.
It seems more recent.
It does?
To me, it does.
Yeah.
I'm like, it does?
Yeah. Well, time is...
It seems like it's forever to me.
Now there's a ton of people who, like, there's a whole generation that don't even remember 08, which feels insane to me.
Right.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you got to think about it. We still hold the 08 team to a certain level. But say a 15-year-old right now.
Nothing. Feels nothing.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? A 17-year-old right now.
You could even go like 20-something. Like,
right? Because they were kids back then.
Yeah.
Right, like, this is their Phillies generation right now.
The new Elliott Shore Parks is going to go, all right, my Phillies Mount Rushmore is Bryce Harper,
right.
Kyle Schwarber, Zach Wheeler, and JT Realmuto.
I've said this before. I can't wait to turn into the old guard here at the station and just start gatekeeping everyone.
You can't wait for that turn to happen. Yes.
You didn't see 2025 Saquon Barkley, nerd. Don't tell me this guy was better.
Hot take artist.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So the big news out of camp is that Ranger Suarez is dealing with a back issue, and it's probably going to take him out for opening day. Here's what Rob Thompson said yesterday about the situation.
Ranger's got a little stiff back right now, so we'll pull him back. That's why we haven't announced anything on the rotation and who's pitching when and who's got the home opener and all that stuff, because we can move people around.
Similar to last year's back injury?
Not quite as bad. So the next 24, 48 hours will tell us a lot.
Nah, man, he's shot. He's shot. It's the same back. He said not quite as bad. He didn't say it's a different back injury. He said not quite as bad. Remember, this back thing, whatever it is it took out Ranger for half a season. It took out Ranger for the entire second half of last year. I mean, he pitched, but he wasn't the same guy.
Yeah, he was never the same pitcher.
He had an entire offseason, and we're not even through spring training. And, you know, it's back stuff. We can't count on him. And I told you. You know, I told you Taiwan was one injury from being in the rotation, and you laughed at me.
Taiwan's inevitable.
Yes. Taiwan's going to be the number five starter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me that they've been encouraged by what Taiwan has done all spring training, and while we think they've been trying to prop him up to possibly trade him somewhere, like, they get an idea of what's going on with their players before they ever let the public know what's going on with them. So, in other words,
they've known about this
thing with Ranger could have been going on for weeks now, and they've just sort of been monitoring it.
Well, sure.
This also makes Luzardo, who has had injury problems in his career, him even more important.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because if Ranger's not there, then all of a sudden your best, you know, starting rotation in baseball or whatever, if Luzardo goes down too, then you're in trouble.
Well, thank God they traded for him. I mean, like, we'll see. Hopefully he stays healthy. But had they not, and then it's like back to Tyler Phillips and Tylan Walker as your 4-5, which no one wants to go back to that.
And it also sort of enlightens, to your point, Ike, about them knowing before. We were wondering why they were kicking the tires on a starting pitcher in a trade. You know, the Ranger thing could be another reason. And if their strength is going to be, if they're going to say our backbone is starting pitching,
now it makes sense that they were looking or interested in another pitcher.
It also makes sense why they paid Chris Sanchez last year.
Yes.
Well, we definitely knew that. Well, that was the whole thing that they're moving on from Ranger after this year anyway.
It stinks. I mean, he's in a contract year, and he just might not have the back to be able to do it. What does get me thinking, though, is when he comes back. And listen, he's going to come back. We'll see how limited he is. But it factors into the Painter thing. Because if they want Painter to be in the rotation, one, it could speed up the Painter. They said July, but they also said he could be up earlier if needed. Mm-hmm. So maybe they speed that up. What happens when Painter's here? Maybe Ranger, do they put him in the bullpen? And then you maybe add to the bullpen that way. At the same time, though, Ranger's pitching for a contract. So he's going to go in the bullpen.
Oh no! All I know is I get excited when you talk about Painter. We walk past that dude in spring training. I haven't looked up at many pitchers in my life. You know what I mean?
What's he, 6'7"?
6'7", yeah.
Yes, legitimately 6'7".
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's going to be.
I was like, this is a big joker right here.
No, he's going to be the midseason juice.
Yeah.
Like right in the dog days start to kick in and people, you know, they get over the excitement at the beginning of the season and it starts slowing down a little bit.
I can't wait to watch him.
Painter's debut is going to be a moment.
Yeah.
Painter's debut is going to be a moment. So the Ranger thing's a bummer. We'll see. You know, I guess we're looking for an update. I'll let you know if there's anything that happens. And the other big news is that the Garrett Stubbs era seems like it's over.
They optioned
him to AAA, which means Rafael Marchand is going to be the backup catcher as the city of Philadelphia rejoices chances. And last year, the Phillies lost their privilege to have Garrett Stubbs in the roster after the nonsense they pulled in the second half of the season.
Does Stubbs leave his overalls for Marshawn to wear just in case during a celebration? Or
they should be. It should be hung in the outfield with all the pennants they have.
Yes.
And the division title flags.
Yes.
The Garrett Stubbs overalls.
When they put Stubbs in the Wall of Fame in 2048, when they've run out of guys, they'll just put the overalls instead.
Something tells me he'll be back here.
He's going to be back. Marshawn has never stayed healthy.
Yeah.
And it's going to infuriate everyone. Mm-hmm. Stubbs will be back. Yep. And even if not, listen, he'll be up in September, in October. He'll be in the clubhouse.
Also, he'll be back for the vibes.
Yeah, listen, he's fine.
Well, they option him. Does that mean he's going to the minors or he's released?
So the reason why is he had one more option.
Oh, okay.
He's one more minor league option, whereas Marshawn was out.
Okay.
So they could option him one more time without having to place him on waivers.
Got it. Okay.
Yep. So,
poor guy, man. Can you imagine going from the life of living like a major leaguer for 3 years?
Yeah.
Then going back to minor league life?
I could not imagine that.
It made
me want to retire.
Yeah.
It certainly motivates you to come back.
Yes. Yeah. Put on a little muscle there, Garrett.
Well, and that's why none of the guys do the minor league assignments anymore. Like, Bryce never wants to go on minor league assignments.
They don't want to be reminded. Yeah, they're not going back down there.
Trey's like, absolutely not. Are you kidding me?
Who did it, though? Marsh did.
Marsh
did. He hasn't had the cachet yet. He's had a $300 million contract. Yeah. So get ready for Taiwan.
Oh, great. Good stuff. Well, it'll be fun to fight over him. You know, his first start, they're going to win the game 7-5.
Yep.
I'm going to complain that he sucked, and everybody's going to tell me he just wins.
All he does is win.
215-592-9494. Tell the truth Thursday. Which Super Bowl are you more emotionally connected to, this year or 2017? Rios in North Philly. Haven't heard from you on the air in a while, Rios. You're on WIP.
What's going on, Harsh Chargers?
What up, Rios?
Gentlemen, good to hear y'all. Yeah, I mean, it was good to see y'all. Yeah, I mean, the other day while, I was taking my mother out and doing a couple things, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's always great to see a son taking his mom out lunch or dinner or what have you. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know. Brother,
it's one of the things I miss. That's the only reason why I said it, because it's one of the things I miss doing myself.
Exactly. I remember. And yeah. So, trust me, I'm got to take advantage of all the time I have with her, So,
yep.
But let's speak on this topic. You know what I mean? Like, the topic now, there's two distinguished types of love that I have for both of these Super Bowls. Now, just to come out front, of course, is 2017, because it takes me back to, being a kid, like I told y'all plenty of times, ass whippings that I took in from my father because I wouldn't go to sleep if Eagles was playing on Monday Night Football or a late game or something like that, and I find a way to watch the game or whatever. Mm-hmm. How I was about the Eagles for me to get that first win. I put it out here that I did tear up for that drum. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't hold it. Look,
that's okay, Rios. That's okay. It's all right. Everyone did.
Just letting y'all know. And that was during the time, this was a good thing, and then a thing that sucked. It was during the time, like, the Eagles just won the Super Bowl, the first Super Bowl after I retired from the United States Army. The part that sucked was, man, why y'all didn't win the Super Bowl while I was in the Army so I could be somewhere stationed with my Eagles flags on my cars and everything and showing up to work every day so I could just go Birds and piss somebody off or something like that. I wish I was able to do that. But the distinguished with both is, like, When you think of that first one, now that first one, however people want to just throw certain terms, I don't care about the terms. Sometimes I think they throw certain terms in there just for some hating stuff, like lightning in the bottle. I know a lot of people say that, but I'm not about to say that by my Eagles. We got our first Super Bowl win, no matter what it was. I remember driving to the VA in Philly, going to see the doctor, and there was a billboard. It was, do you believe, or something like Saint Nick had Nick Foles with a Santa Claus hat on. So it brings me during that time. And we had, everybody stepped up in that 17-1. Now, going to the Super Bowl, when they came out with the Dreams and Nightmares, mm-hmm. I'm like, and especially after hearing what the hell the Patriots came out to, all aboard! That thing, like, for a Super Bowl? Like, Are you kidding me? Yeah, I mean, that's equivalent to why I know the Phillies lost, because all them other teams in the playoffs was like, yo, sucker on my own now. We're going to beat the Phillies ass just for playing that song. You know what I mean? So that's what I think. But the feelings I have for that and that 17, but then, man, like I said, underdog, like a Rocky story, Rocky IV type of thing, like going against the Russian, that big time thing that nobody thought Rocky could win or whatever, how the movie was. Same thing with that 17. But this Super Bowl was what I always wanted, what I always felt about Philadelphia. The dominance, that's what I always wanted to feel about a football team. Never felt that, like, I was cool. Of course, you're going to have certain nerves because it's your team. And because we're Philadelphia fans and know what we came from, especially the old school, but always wanted to feel that dominance. And the biggest thing, let me tell y'all something, man. My kids, my son, my daughter, my son's 11, my daughter's 6. They love themselves some Jalen Hurts. So I definitely wanted Jalen Hurts to do his thing, definitely for them, because I see how they look. When they, anything on the Eagles, they see Jalen Hurts. Wow, it's just awesome. Yeah, my son knows how I am about Brian Dawkins, and he calls Brian Dawkins a legend. And every time he see Ike Reese, he be like, that's the legend now.
Yeah.
And sometimes I got to tell him, like, that ain't Brian Dawkins, but he's a legend.
Wow.
I let him know. Like, my son sometimes wonders Ike Reese is Brian Dawkins. But, man, let me tell y'all something, man.
I just gave him ammunition, Rios. Yes.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold on. What happened?
I said you just gave him ammunition.
No, that's a good line. Right? Yes.
Yeah. Not Brian Dawkins, but still a legend. I agree. That's how good
I love you. I mean, I didn't take any offense to it. I love it.
When we put Ike into the WIP Hall of Fame here, I'm going to go, hey, he's no Brian Dawkins, but he's a legend to us.
I think, hey, Ike, when you first met my son, that's what my son said to you. He's like, it's the legend.
Yeah,
and you looked at me, and I looked at him, and I was like, "Oh yeah, he's a legend, but that's not the legend that he's thinking of." Brian
right?
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how it was. So that's how it usually is. But anyway, back to the topic, y'all chill out, man. Y'all funny as hell. All y'all doing is show all day. Anyway, look, that domination—that's what I always wanted to feel. And we went in there and bust their ass. So it's two distinctions, but at the end of the day, it can't amount to that. To how that came about, number one, especially with a quarterback and people that thinking like, oh, these are nobodies. We're going to beat this team. Oh, my God. I bet New England thought it was going to be a preseason game.
They thought
it was going to be a bye week. They thought that. Just like, oh, did y'all see the new tape on, what's his name? Who, Spagnuolo? For the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Something that he was talking about that he didn't watch nothing for 17 days
until
he first seen the tape? Yeah, exactly. You thought it was going to be easy. You thought or whatever it was. But you know what? This is what the hell we do when we had, I give it to Dougie P and I give it to Nick Sirianni. Whatever game plan they came with and that hardcore stuff, that's when they kept the Philadelphia, that's why we won those damn Super Bowls. Gentlemen, you know what I mean? I love y'all. Y'all take care, man.
All right, Rios.
Serious, Rios. Did we find out which one he has emotional?
I think 17.
17. Okay.
He's not really emotionally.
Yeah.
No. But he did cry in 17.
I would have. I would pay to see.
Come on, Rios.
It's okay to see it.
Okay. Yeah. Doesn't make you any less tough.
Seemed like he enjoyed himself more at this one.
But he enjoyed himself more than most people.
That's what I'm saying. He was down there in Nolan's.
Yep. Just hanging. Oh my God, that line. He's a legend, but oh my God.
I thought of both of y'all as soon as he said that. Yep. Not Brian Dawkins, though. That's true.
Oh, true. Man. Oh,
could've
man.
Could left that part out. Though.
Yeah, I just want to live inside that phone call for a year. 215-592-9494. Josh in Wilmington, you're a WIP. What's up, Josh?
Yo, boys, what's going on? I love today's topic.
Oh, thanks.
You know, I mean, it's awesome. And again, you know, you sit and I start thinking about all, you know, following Rios, right? I mean, I'm very similar to Ike today. Mm-hmm. And I just got all emotional. It's the off season and Rios gets my chicken skin, man. You know, he says the word dominance, and I'm like, he says it 3-4 times consecutively, and at the fourth time, like, well, I'm like, I'm ready.
See, the thing about Rios is,
even carjack someone out in front of my house.
Josh, the thing about Rios is, even when he's not doing the hype speech, if you let him go long enough, he gets into that mode.
Right, he's going
to get there, yes. Yeah. I'm sitting at my laptop, and I got up, right? I'm like, well, let me go turn this saute pan down. Got a couple things going. So, yeah, I'm sitting, and then no sooner does he take, you know, he gets on the air, I'm out of my chair, and I start pacing around my living room. It's unbelievable. But, you know, this topic, guys, today, I think it's a really good one. And if we're telling the truth real quick, you know, I have to tell the truth. I can't stand UPC stickers on fruits and vegetables. It's the most annoying thing ever. I'm getting that off my chest.
Hold on. Time out. Where did that come from?
UPC stickers.
We're telling the truth on Thursday. Well, yeah. I'm telling the truth.
Who are you offending with that?
UPCs keep I'm telling everybody.
Okay. Well, I mean, all right.
Things that annoy you?
All right, yeah. Back to it. 17 Eagles.
You just eat the sticker, man. That's what I do with apples. I just eat the sticker.
Well, you know, I got this new
thing. I do.
Thing
I don't take the sticker off. I just eat it.
The fruits and veggies in this, you know, it's like a compost type of thing. It's called a mill.
Yeah.
Whatever. And you can't put the stickers in it. It annoys me.
Oh, so anyway, that's how you just eat the sticker.
Yeah, I'm going to eat it the next time.
All right, there you go.
Oh, wow.
Eat the sticker.
Listen, this year was awesome. This year was absolutely amazing because it was dominance, right? After week four, Nick Sirianni, we know all everything that happened. I agree with you. The generation now is going to remember this team. And 2017, it wasn't a flash in the pan. I mean, literally crying in my living room, like unbelievable moment in my life. But I'll tell you what, watching this past season just unfold the way it did and to see our team just literally walk into the Super Bowl and not even skip a beat and tractor trailer the Kansas City Chiefs right out of that stadium was freaking amazing. So, I mean, I love this team more than the 2017 team. Not to say that they both aren't great, but
sure.
I mean, we have a window wide open now to see these boys do some work. And, you know, it's just awesome. And you know what else makes me love the 2024 team was that fire suit Ike Reese had on during the post game.
That was a nice suit. That was a nice suit.
That was a nice championship game?
Legit. I feel you. Hope to see more of that.
Yes. That is a legend type suit.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Ike Reese, not the legend.
Yeah, that's
legend.
What I'm saying. I'd like to see Brian Dawkins, you know, wear a suit like that. Josh, give us somebody with a signature look.
So I'm going with the original exciting white himself, Richard Simmons.
He did have the perm, the leotard.
He had a signature look.
He did have a signature look.
He definitely did.
The tank top over the leotard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sweating to the oldies.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on as a kid watching Richard Simmons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sweating to the oldies and Deal a Meal. Those are the two Richard Simmons. He had the Sweating to the Oldies the tape or whatever, and Deal a Meal was his diet thing where you would have like four protein cards and three starch cards. You move one to the other side.
Oh, wow.
And that's how you would lose weight. Yeah. Deal a Meal, yeah.
Richard Simmons.
Can I say the last two calls were a roller coaster? Both of them just on their own.
Yeah, a lot going on, man.
Yeah.
Man. It's like they had their own show going on.
I do kind of want to do a next question. What annoys you?
Yes.
Because that guy, he's waiting for that side topic.
Dude. We didn't even bring it up. He's like, I'll just tell the truth Thursday. You know what I hate? Stickers on produce.
Perfectly
UPC
okay.
Yeah, that's not what Tell the Truth Thursday is about.
What is in his mind?
Yeah.
Yeah, to get it off his chest. Let's get it off your chest Thursday.
Yeah. The deal is you just got to make pretend they're not there. Just to eat them.
No.
Yeah. Nobody's eating the sticker.
No one's eating the fruit, bro.
What's wrong with you, man?
Eat the sticker.
No.
Tomato. Now, the trouble with this compost thing is a banana or something, because he's not going to eat the banana peel or whatever. So coming up next,
I'm surprised you didn't suggest that.
Well, look.
You know, there's some sort of health. There's got to be some sort of health benefit in the banana peel.
We had a guy, this guy Matt at YSP. He ate the, when he ate peanuts in the shell, he just ate the shell.
Yeah, the shell.
People do that.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's odd, I know, but I've seen people do it.
Yeah,
I've seen people eat the sunflower seed shells.
Yeah, I don't like that one either.
That's crazy.
I don't either.
Too. Well, part of eating sunflower,
imagine a peanut shell.
Well, part of eating sunflower seeds is keeping them in your mouth and keeping yourself busy as shelling them in your mouth as you eat them.
That's one of the things I enjoy doing.
Yes, because it takes up some time. It's salty, you know.
I was playing when I was doing fantasy baseball, man. Down there, man.
Yeah.
Fantasy camp. Give me some seeds, man.
Yeah.
Seeds in the mouth. Had the big knot
the
in the mouth.
Yeah.
Speaking of hard stuff that keeps you busy, Blue Chew.
Oh. There you go.
What I keep telling you about Blue Chew.
What are you telling me?
Well, I mean, the advice I give you is this.
Mm-hmm.
Is just try it. You know, you may Well, you may think you perform well in the bedroom.
Right.
But if we got your wife or your girlfriend, we've got them alone and said, how good is he?
On Tell the Truth Thursday.
On Tell the Truth Thursday. Yeah. She might be like, You don't, that's not what you want the reaction. You don't want, You want, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
More.
Oh, no, and oh, yeah?
Yes.
You don't want them making like this kind of noise. Yeah, that's what that's the noise you made yesterday.
I made that noise?
Yeah, you did make that noise yesterday.
Can you hit it again? Oh, that's the thing you played right before we left.
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell that was.
It's an uncomfortable sound.
Okay. Wrapped to Blue Chew.
Right.
Yes. It's only comfortable. What I want you to do is, when I say just try it, go to BlueChew.com. You use promo code 94 and your first month is for free. So, you know, we talk about all the benefits of it, which is, first of all, you're gonna be happier. She's going to be happier. But also made here in the USA and shipping direct. So cheaper than a pharmacy, comes right to you in a
discreet package,
which is
hard.
Hard.
There you go.
H-A-R-D.
It is the same active ingredients that you hear about in Cialis or Viagra or Levitra, Staxin, but it's all online.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to wait for a doctor's appointment. You don't have to go to a doctor's appointment.
It's even better.
Now, they want what's right for you, so you just go to BlueChew.com and they figure out what the right mix is. And you don't have to wait to pharmacy. They just send it to you. And it's a chewable. So, you know, if, you know, it's almost your time to drive home after work.
Yep.
If you keep one in the car or something.
Man, I keep one right there in the console.
You get that one text?
Yep, the text.
Text.
The eyes emoji and the eggplant?
Yep, the eggplant's key.
That's when you chew the Blue Chew.
Never got one.
Yep. No.
What the hell just happened?
At least twice.
Yeah, right? Well, yeah.
Well, he's not getting a text, though.
No, he's probably not getting a text.
More like, get home.
Yeah.
But not for that reason.
Just try it. First month free. Go to BlueChew.com. Use the code 94. You only pay for the shipping, and then you can
chew it and do it.